Hey there, welcome to the 2 Cents Business Podcast. I'm your host, Joyce M. Washington. I'm a CPA, business strategist, and virtual CFO who helps small business owners earn more money and keep more of their profits through savvy money management skills. You can find the show notes for this episode and all of the episodes by heading over to thecommonsense.com. Hey there, I wanted to get two pieces of housekeeping out of the way before diving into the topic of this episode. Okay, so number one, the Bookkeeping Bootcamp pre-order sale is starting today, Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, and Cyber Monday. So if you're not on the early bird list, be on the lookout for social media posts. I will be posting on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter. So if you're not already following me, come check me out on those platforms for details on the Bookkeeping Bootcamp pre-order sale. So that's housekeeping piece number one. And housekeeping piece number two is I will be going on a year-end planning hiatus and taking some time off from the podcast. So for the month of December, I will be posting and emailing about the top 5 episodes of 2019. And I just wanted to give you a heads up so that you won't be wondering what happened to the podcast and why there aren't any new episodes. Now, that's it for the housekeeping. So let's get started with the topic of this episode, planning. So considering I'm in the final phase of my planning season, I thought that it would be a good topic of discussion before I go on this self-imposed hiatus. Again, it's the final stage of it because I really start thinking about and envisioning the coming year sometime around like late September, maybe early October. I guess the beginning of the fourth quarter. And then I start finalizing things sometime around, I guess, like Thanksgiving. So like late November, early December. Now, if you haven't been listening to the podcast for a while, or if you have been, especially the previous debrief episodes, which I will link to in the show notes, then you know that I am a big believer in reviewing what works and using that information to plan ahead because I absolutely believe that success leaves clues. Now, although things haven't always gone according to plan for me this year, I have been glad that I had plans and processes in place, especially on those days when life happens and I didn't feel very well or I needed to reorganize my schedule to get some client work done, or, you know, days where family things just came up. Then it was like the planning ahead with batching content meant that marketing would go out on schedule and as planned, and podcast episodes like this one would still get released. So you're probably asking yourself, what does that mean to you and why should you care? Well, and how can you make this work for you and why should you? Well, I think that's because planning can mean making you look like a genius. I mean, it can make you look like you can see into the future because when done right, it can make you money when you would have actually lost money. For example, if you had planned ahead and have emails and social media posts going out on a schedule, if you have processes planned out and in place, you'll make sales that you would have missed out on if you were unprepared. So case in point, let's say someone is looking for a web designer and you happen to be a web designer, but you haven't been posting about that service, or you haven't been posting your link to your scheduler, or you don't even have a link to your scheduler posted anywhere. That's someone that's in search of the web designer doesn't see you because you aren't visible and you aren't posting about it. And they can't schedule an appointment with you because even if someone recommends you, they can't find a link to your schedule to chat, to talk to you about their project. So this is a definite case where the money is out there, but you would have lost out. So to get the planning and processes flowing, here's some of what I do in my business, and I recommend to my clients that they do the same. And before we jump into that, I may mention certain things like prayer and spirit. And my mention of those things is not to impose my beliefs on you. Rather, I want to realistically walk you through my planning process without editing myself. So that's my first disclaimer. And the second one is that we might get a little woo-woo for you. And if you aren't woo at all, if you aren't spirit at all, or religious or spiritual at all, just kind of skip over those points. But again, I didn't want to editorialize myself or censor myself because this really is my process. So as mentioned previously, I do take some time to dream and envision my goals. And that takes place around like the September, October point. And what I do in that piece of the process is that I take time to contemplate and pray about the directions that I'm taking. As a business owner, my personal and professional lives kind of intertwine quite a bit. So I also like to take my personal goals and plans into consideration while I'm walking and feeling my way through this process. So once I kind of do that, then I may let it just sit and stew for several weeks. And that's why this part of the process starts in late September, early October for me, because I want to give it some time to kind of just stew and breathe and take form without it feeling forced or rushed. And that's one of the things that I do. One of the things that I haven't done in quite some time is doing a vision board. So at the urging of one of my business besties, I will be doing that for 2020. So that's, I think, the first piece of my process is dreaming and visioning what my overall overarching business and professional life and personal life kind of looks like. And then that kind of distills down to what my goals ends up being. So after I have my vision going, I start chunking it down to actual goals and then actual plans, revenue and profit goals for the year, and then kind of chunk them down further to the quarter. In 2019, I did a different launch goal per quarter, launching something new or revising some other things, but I did have a plan for each quarter. Then once I got to the respective quarter, that's when I mapped it out as a plan of execution for each week and went from there. So that's kind of how I did it this year in 2019. And that's pretty much the game plan for 2020, is starting off with my vision, coming up with my profit goals and a broad plan of execution, and then chunking things down from there, and also letting my support team know what the game plan is so that they'll know as well. And by support team, that can be my virtual assistant, my team members, my bookkeepers on staff, as well as my affiliates for my projects or my products. So everybody knows what's going on, when things are going to be up for sale, or when I'm actually doing an active launch for various things, when I'm focusing on what product and what service throughout the year. So that's pretty much the game plan for 2020, is again, starting with the vision, coming up with my profit plan, my goals, and a broad broad plan of execution, and then chunking those down from year to quarterly plans, and then also to weekly execution plans. So that's pretty much how I do it. I know this doesn't sound all that glamorous or fun. It kind of sounds boring, I know. And now that I'm talking about it, it definitely sounds boring. But again, if it's not broke, you know the rest. Your planning process might be a little bit different than mine, and this is a sampling and a walkthrough. The process that makes me money in my business. So again, if it's not broke, no need to bust it up. You can just keep going with what works for you and what works in your business, as long as it's actually working. If you aren't planning, then it may be time to start planning and putting process into place. Again, this is my process, and it's what makes me money in my business. My goal is to plan further ahead whenever and wherever I can, so that I can take a little more time off from being in my business so that I can work on my business in the coming year. So that's my bigger plan for 2020. So planning and processes make you money, or the lack thereof can actually lose you money, as we talked about in a mini case study in this particular episode. And that decision is up to you. You get to decide which side of the fence you're going to be on, if you're going to be a planning and process person, or if you're just going to kind of wing it and figure things out on the go. So I'm wondering what your planning process looks like. What are your plans for the upcoming year? I'd really like to know. And maybe we could even have a CEO, CFO day together. So if you'd like to do that, you can always hit me up on thecommonsense.com/consult. And that's it for now. So I hope you have a great week. Have a great weekend. Don't forget that the Bookkeeping Bootcamp is available for pre-order. And check out my social media platforms, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter for the discount code for Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, and Cyber Monday. So again, that's it for now. Have a great week.